Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Do Not Walk in the Flesh, Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. I have just read the New King James Version. Danielle's story reminds us that being born again is the beginning of our journey, not the end. While salvation reconnects us to God, our daily choices determine whether we will live in the fullness of the life we've received. Living by the Spirit requires intentionality. It involves yielding to the Holy Spirit's guidance, meditating on God's Word, and committing to a life of prayer and fellowship with other believers. These practices strengthen our spirit and help us mortify the deeds of the flesh. Consider Paul's admonition in Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit means allowing the Holy Spirit to direct every area of your life. It means saying yes to God's ways, even when it's inconvenient, and no to the sinful desires of the flesh. This walk is not about perfection, but about persistence. Steps to living by the Spirit. 1. Daily communion with God. Begin each day with prayer and Bible reading. Let God's Word renew your mind and guide your actions. 2. Guard your heart. Be mindful of what you expose yourself to, whether it's media, conversations, or relationships. These can either strengthen or weaken your spirit. 3. Stay accountable. Surround yourself with mature believers who can encourage and guide you in your walk with Christ. 4. Rely on grace. Understand that the power to overcome sin is not in your strength, but in God's grace working through you. When you choose to live by the Spirit, you experience the abundant life Jesus promised. John 10, verse 10. You grow in the fruit of the Spirit. Your relationship with God deepens, and you walk in His purpose and power. Go into today, remembering that living by the Spirit is a journey of transformation. As you consistently yield to the Spirit, you'll grow stronger in your faith, and the pull of the flesh will weaken. Prayer. Lord, thank you for giving me your Spirit to guide and strengthen me. Help me to walk in the Spirit daily and put to death the deeds of the flesh. Fill me with your grace to live a life that pleases you. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 137 to 139. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 137 to 139.
Psalm 137.
By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said,
sing us one of the songs of Zion.
How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell.
Tear it down!
They cried.
Tear it down to its foundations!
Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy are those who repay you according to what you have done to us. Happy are those who seize your infants and dash them against the rocks.
Psalm 138 of David.
I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly, but he takes notice of the proud from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
Psalm 139, for the director of music of David, a song.
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked away from me. You are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.